had. Nothing like seeing the old school. Some of the young people don't know those old school songs. Amen. So we need to change Wednesday to Bible study and old school songs. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen. 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 Right. So we go to old school, amen. That way it takes away. There's nothing wrong with contemporary, but every once in a while it's good to go back home. Go back to the old way. Amen. So we bless God. Truly, we thank God tonight for being in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for my wife. Bless her with life, health, and strength. We thank God for all of you. Give yourselves a hand praise. Hallelujah. Actually, give me a hand praise. I said, give yourselves a hand praise. Amen. You have a mind to press your way out and be in the house of the Lord. Tonight, the Sunday that we're going to deal with, I was in preparation. I really wanted to finish what we went over on Sunday about how God just not hold our past against us. Amen. But the Lord was dealing with more with the contents of our hearts and why we do the things we do. Amen. The contents of our hearts and why we do the things we do. So our message tonight is, are you doing the right thing for the right reason? Are you doing the right thing for the right reason? Amen. Because many of us will do the right things, but it's not for the right reason. I've heard people say so many times, you know how people make those subtle threats, those subtle holy threats? Somebody gets you mad and you say, you better be glad I'm saved. You heard that? You better be, if I wasn't saved. Amen. That means, you might not be doing that for the right reason. Because we get in the habit of doing things because the Bible says it. But how about we do it because it's in our heart? And what's right before God. So in order for you to do the right thing the right way, you have to do it as unto God. And not unto man. Amen. And many of us, as we're going to go over tonight, many times we do things and it's not for the right reasons. And all God wants us to do is to think and honor him. Even Jesus, when he was here in the flesh, how many know that Jesus was tempted with all the temptations that we're tempted with? I'd say he was tempted with all the temptations right as we're tempted with, yet without sin. And that made him our high priest. He said, therefore we should come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So Jesus had the same battles that we had because he was in the flesh, right? So he had the same battles. But what made Jesus so extraordinary is he didn't say, I do sometimes. You know, sometimes we're in and sometimes we're up. Sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. But Jesus said, I do always the things that please my Father. That's doing the right thing the right way. So a lot of times we will do something and we say, well, if it wasn't for the word of God, help me do this. Boy, you see another me. That is right. Right? I know y'all pretty holy. I'm not going to use my recall because I can recall. Sometimes people have said that. But for the sake of the message, I'm going to keep moving. I'm just saying, well, how many times have you said, you know, somebody really make you mad, and say, you better be glad. No. Seriously. I mean, you better. No, we honor the Lord, right? We do all things for who? For God. And Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says that, Lord, thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For all things were created, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So God created us to glorify him. So what does the devil do? He tries to take the glory that we should be to God and turn it into a complaint. Amen. You know, like little stuff go wrong, he's like, I thought I was supposed to be saved. I'm supposed to be just, hey, you got the joy of the Lord in your inside, then you ought to let it radiate on the outside. So we get in the habit of doing the right thing. Like, a lot of times people come to church and say, man, I don't even go to church. I don't really feel like going to church. And if I had my way, I wouldn't really go to church. But I just don't want such and such or whatever the reason is. You should be coming to church, not for church or for anybody. everybody else. You should be coming to church for who? So I want to do the right thing
for the
what?
Right reading.
Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from Matthew chapter 6. And then before we sit down, we're going to read Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Now, once again, we're doing things for the right reason. The right reason is, I want to do what pleases who? God. Amen. As long as you seek to please God, you will be doing it for the right reason. But the minute we do it for any other thing, it is the wrong reason. No matter how you spell it, no matter how you cut it, it's the wrong reason. So we're going to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Then Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Amen? Do we all have that? For those who do not have it, it's where? Verse 1 of Matthew chapter 6, read. Take heed that you do not your alms. Do it for the right reason. If you're doing it just because people are watching, wrong reason. Amen? Do your alms before men to be? Wrong reason. We want to do it as unto who? If nobody else ever sees me, I still want to do what is right unto God. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in. Somebody said, why don't God bless me? Have you ever examined your motives of why you're doing what you're doing? Why you say what you say? How you act, where you act? If you're doing it just for people, God won't bless you. Is that what the scripture says? Right? You won't receive your reward from your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy art, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have not glory of any more glory of God. Amen. Doing it for the what? Right reason. The right thing, yes, it's good, good to do, but if I'm doing my arm just to be seen and for you to get your praise, it's for the wrong. For the wrong reason. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine arm, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine arms may be in. Lord, thank you. If nobody else ever sees, God sees. And I heard the scripture say, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk in. Just for uprightly, I'm doing it to what? Please God. Right, so no good thing will he withhold. He said he will reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogue in the corners of the streets, that they may be. Wrong reason. It's the right thing, but it's the what? Look at somebody and say, don't do the wrong reason. Come on, don't do it for the wrong reason. What's the wrong reason? I'm just doing it. Somebody's watching me. Verily I say to you, they have. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the thy door, pray to thy Father which is in. And thy Father which seeth in shall reward thee. So ultimately, when I do my own, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go say, hey, I just gave somebody $500. I'm going to do it in what? Secret. Because I'm not doing it to receive praise and honor of men. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 3. We're going to read verses 1 and 2 together. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
So tonight, in what you do, what you say, how you act, why did you do it, and for who did you do it? It should always be for who? For God. Verse 1 read, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. He says, amen. You might not know, but guess what? He said, I know thy. I know what you did, what you did. I know what you're thinking. Even now, God said, I know thy works, that thou hast a. You're going through all the motions. You have a name that thou liveth, but thou art
dead.
How can you be in church? What Minister Snyder preached? The walking dead? How can you be in church? The name says you live, but your works. Say you are.
Yes.
You who? Dead. Verse 2 reads, be watchful and strengthen the things remain that are. For I have not found thy works perfectly for your brothers, perfectly for your sisters, perfectly for the pastor, perfectly for the saints. The only thing that counts is what?
Perfectly for
who? The right reason. May God come in, Lord, and bless to the reading of the word of the church then. Yes. Amen. So tonight, the biggest question is, why do you do what you do? Why do we act the way that we act? Why do we say the things we say? Now, a lot of times we don't have to say it openly. Remember many times when Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the scribes, he said he knew what they were thinking. So somebody said, well, I didn't see it, but I thought it. Whether for the right reason or for the wrong reason. We want God's blessings. Now, everything that we read in Matthew said, if you just do it secretly for the right reason, God will reward you how? Open. Amen. Those are God's promises. If you do, listen, even if somebody, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you just this, you don't let people use you and don't do. Yes, God gave us a sound mind. Say, ouch or something. God gave us a sound mind, and having a sound mind, don't allow someone to abuse you. But if you're doing it as unto God, even if you mess up, God knows how to take the and make it. Somebody said, I've been doing everything for God, and it seems like things are getting better, worse, and not better. Just keep doing it. Amen. Even if you don't see it, the scripture promises, whatever you've done, God's going to reward you how? Openly means what? Everybody is going to see it. Amen. A lot of us have been doing something and we ain't getting nothing. Right? Why are you doing what you do? Why are you doing what you do? Is it for man or for God? Let's go to Luke, the 21st chapter for one moment, and then we're gonna hit a few scriptures tonight, and I don't know how far we get. But let's go to Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 1. Why do you do what you do? Amen. Many times we've been in church, or we know church, so we know the mechanics of church. The mechanics of church has no real spirit or meaning behind it. I just do it because of the mechanics. I know Wednesday night we have church, so I come in when I get ready to, just so I'm here. If God has been good to me, and if God has been good to you, I like what the psalmist said. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? God's been good to me. If nobody else will go to church, I'll come home by myself. Amen. I told them, now, this is not a throw off on anyone. There are many times my wife is not busy, she's here, and Sister Simon's not busy, and here, meeting George. There are a lot of Friday nights I come to church and I pray at 6 o'clock or 7. Sometimes, because people are busy, it's just me. Right? I am not tooting the horns, and I don't know anyone. I'm just giving you an example. Right? So, I forgot who that is. Well, why do you keep going to church? Because I'm doing it as unto. I'm not doing it as unto you, right? I'm doing it as unto God. So if nobody ever comes, I'm going to show God I'm going to be faithful, right? Because on the back of the bulletin, it says we have prayer every Friday night for what? 6 to 7. So if somebody comes one night and the doors are closed, they're going to say, wow, why are you paying attention to this bulletin? Because they don't really have
prayer.
So I don't do it for you, but I don't do it for anybody else. But I want to show and that's not to say that you got to come out on Friday unless God tells you to come. Because it's not going to do you any good to come to church if it's not for the right reason. Now, this is a principle we're going to learn in what we're going to read now. Not so much we're focusing on the financial part of it, what the financial part has a part to play. Right? Because God blesses us with riches or wealth or possessions, but I heard a preacher say, everything God gives you, he just owes it to you. Everything, even the clothes on, is the Lord. Right? Because God is giving whatever you have in possessions to see how, what kind of steward are you going to be. Amen. Are you going to be a good steward? Are you going to honor the Lord by saying, this is not mine anyway? That's why the scripture says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Substance are your possessions. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of some of thy increase. Well, if I trust God, I said, maybe. God didn't really mean that. God means what he said. Whenever you see A-L-L, all means, but this is a principle that we're going to learn. When I trust God, if I know God says do something, even though I can't figure out the logistics of how things are going to work out, I'm going to still do it. Just like when we try to get to church, we raised like $10,000. We got up to $15,000 due to the blessing of one individual. That's $15,000. And bankers are like, man, you can't do nothing with $15,000 for a $200,000-$300,000 church. I said, well, just go forward anyway. And so I talked to the banker, and the banker was a pastor. I said, well, I'm kind of confused by you, pastor. I said, what do you mean? I said, if anybody should understand faith, it ought to be you. Faith don't pay bills, he says. I said, my faith will. You know what I'm saying? So when God tells you to do something, who has talked you out of what God told you to do? If God told you to do it and you stop doing it, you stop doing it for the wrong. Because if God has spoke something into your spirit and confirmed it, there's a whole lot of stuff we get in our spirit. And as I said, even recently, God told me something. I was like, yes. Yes, not that. I do that for you. So, okay. Right. So, in a long time, God will speak to us in our prophecy. And we get excited like he just spoke to the whole world. And God said, I didn't speak to the world, I just spoke to you. Now, you know how you know if God meant you to share? Because he will confirm. Because out of mouth of two or three witnesses, they every word be. Well, this is a principle we're going to learn. In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Do we have that? Now this is Jesus as he just finished dealing with some knuckleheads. How do you know there's some knuckleheads back there? Always challenging Jesus. One time they said, well, should we pay tribute to Caesar or to God? Jesus in his wisdom just took a coin. Whose subscription inscription is on this? He said, Caesar. Either they render unto Caesar what belongs, but unto God what belongs. He was always dealing with knuckleheads trying to trip him up. Amen. So, first one reads, and he looked up and saw the rich man casting in their gifts into the. These were the rich man. Because when they cast in, they had a whole lot left over. So, I'm going to drive my U-Haul truck and just put it there. So people can see it. So they cast in their abundance. And then it says, and he saw also a, she wasn't just a widow, she was a what? Poor widow casting in thither. Now, one mite is a quarter of a penny. Two mites, she didn't even get to a penny. Casting in two mites. Now, Jesus is observing. Now listen, this is the principle. We're doing it to be seen. Nobody knew what this poor widow has been broadcasting. But Jesus observes that she's doing it for the right reason. Right? Nobody told him to stop the processions, but he uses it as a teaching moment for the mindset that we should have to come to God. And he set up a truth. I said to you that this poor widow has cast in. She didn't even put a pin off. How did she cast in more than us? And she didn't even put a pin in? I just put like $2,000 cats did, she didn't have nothing left over. She gave her. Now, that might have been some of the other people, not y'all, because y'all wouldn't do it all then too. But some of the other people, if they had two mics, said, hey, I got all my money. He said she can't send what? All. What she can't send, she had. Now, don't y'all get nervous. I ain't telling me to kick you. I ain't telling you how to catch it all in. We're teaching your person, all right? Now, why did she just catch in one mic and fade a mic? Because her trust was in God. She said, you know what? If I cast it all in, I'm sure the God of all the earth will provide for me. So Jesus stopped the protection. He said, you all have given in your abundance, but you haven't given anything. But this poor widow has cast in all that she has. It's a principle. If we're going to give God, give God. Don't give them part, give them all. Amen. Amen. She could have just cast in one mite and saved a mite for emergency situations. But she trusted in God. Now I'm sure Jesus had to do some stuff for her. He didn't bring her that. No, the scriptures don't spell it out. But he didn't just stop there and say she cast in more than y'all and not do something for her that we don't see in the scripture. Because that's how God works. Because shall not the judge of all the earth, he will always do right. He says she has cast in all of the living that she has. It's a principle. How? If I'm going to do anything for God, I'm going to give him my. I'm not going to do for God just to be seen. Amen. I'm not going to just come to God and say, look what I've done. Look at me, amen, because when God looks at everything that we do, he says, now, what do you have left over? Not just in giving when it comes to money, but in giving of our time, in giving of ourselves with prayer, in giving of ourselves with scripture reading, in giving of ourselves just being kind. What do we have left over? Why do we do the things that we do? Do we do the right thing for the right, or do we do the right thing just to be seen? Amen. It's so important today. Know this, that he that keepeth us neither slumbers nor sleeps. God keeps a record of everything that we do. He knows why we do it, and we know every motive behind why we do it. Why we do what we do. So this woman had confidence in who? And the thing is, she didn't make the big deal of it. Who made the big deal? Jesus. Because he wanted to teach us a principle about doing the right thing the right way. She gave everything she had. Like Paul Widow, which means she had nobody to depend on. She had no one to help her. Her own life was on who? It's on God. Tonight, whatever we do, let your whole be on God. The Bible says about David and Solomon that they served God with their whole heart and their whole desire. Can you imagine serving God with your whole heart and also the right? A lot of people are serving God with their heart, but their desires get twisted, which we'll go over a little later. Amen. Now let us go back to Matthew chapter 23. So tonight we're going over doing the right things for the right reason. Not for you, not for anybody else. Amen. If I came to church every service, it was just me and God, I would feel like he comes. Why I want to be faithful to who? God. Amen. This is a principle. Now I know if I call my wife and come, she's able to come. I'm saying the principle is this. I cannot live or do my holiness, or live my life in holiness based on what you see and think. If I get based on what people say and think, I will be a messed up individual. Amen. So we have to learn to develop a relationship with God. And develop a relationship with God, we learn to communicate with God. And in communicating with God, we learn to listen to what God tells us to do and not to be. Amen. Even when it seems like things aren't going to work out, I'm just going to give God my all. This is how God wants us to do. Amen. Matthew 23, verse 1 reads, Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in. There are a lot of people that are in the seat of authority, but they do not do the right things for the right reason. You can't follow someone that's doing something wrong and say, well, I thought eventually turn it around. With our stance, our devotion is to be to who? All things were created by him and for his pleasure. God created all of us for his pleasure. So I just want to give God back for the kindness that he's shown me. Saying the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they did, you observe, that observe and but do not do after their work, for they say and so they are doing things, but it's not for the right. So Jesus said, wait a minute. You know the right thing to do, do it. You know, a lot of times people are use this as an excuse. They say, well, God can't expect me to be perfect, such and such. They did the church wrong to me, and they can mess up, I can mess up. You're supposed to do it for the right reason. If everybody else, if you were 500 people and 499 of them sin, don't you sin. Your devotion is to who? So you're supposed to do it for the right reason. Yeah. So he's dealing with the religious leaders of the day. He said, listen, they tell you the right thing to do, but their lives do not reflect it, right? They haven't made it, they live, but their works are dead. He said, don't do after their works, because they're doing things, but it's just to be. Don't ever get to the place where everything you do, if nobody sees me, I'm not going to do it. If they see me, I'm going to do it. Give back to God for how good he's been to you. Amen. Give back to God for the ways he's made for you. Verse 3 reads, all therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. Verse 4, I'm sorry. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move. So they won't move one of their fingers. Amen. Now let's drop down to verse 11. Verse 11 of this saying. Well, actually, let's keep going. Verse 5 first. Let's go to verse 5 and 6 and 7, then we'll go to 11. It said, for all their words do they for to be religious leaders. Those in authority, they just look to be what? That's not the right reason. To be seen a man, they made broad their phylacteries and the large borders of their garment, and love thee. If I can't sit in the best seat, I ain't going at all. Just be humble. Right? Just be, have some humility. Amen. When you go somewhere, don't always expect, hey, this is me. Just go there as a humble lamb and let God raise you up. So they do all this stuff, and they want to be in the chief seats in the synagogue and greeted in the markets to be called a man. They're doing it, but they're not doing it for the what? And that one with one rabbi anyway. He goes on a little further down. He said, call no man father. Because there's only one father. He's talking about in a religious sense. Amen. Verse 11 reads, but he that is. Somebody said, well, I don't never get recognized. Just keep serving. And don't worry about if the church never give you your accolades or never mention your name. Just keep doing it. If nobody sees, because your father sees it in secret, right? He's going to do what? So I'm doing it and nobody knows but who. That's the right reason. If nobody else ever gives you any accolades, I will tell some stories, but I can't tell a story because I said I won't go back there. But if I go back there, I will be breaking my word. Right. So I can't break my word. So do it for the right reason. Amen. Verse 12 reads, whosoever shall exalt himself, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Tonight we're talking about just who was right with the right reasons. You know, the right reasons equate to the right motives. Right? Don't do it. Don't agree. You know, the Bible says we ought to be, we ought to seek peace and to pursue it. But don't be a hypocritical peacemaker and say, well, I'm all with you. And then time you get away from them, you cause more division on the backside. That's not peace. Blessed are the right. Y'all want to go to Beatitude? When I say blessed are, I say peacemakers. Somebody say, I ain't got no peace in my life. If you pursue peace and seek it, you'll have peace. Because the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. Okay, if we start right there in our lives, what do we do? You know, when the evil of people purposely cause division and confusion, do you seek peace and somebody said, I've been seeking all the peace I can find. I'm like Popeye. The Popeye said, I've had all I can stand. I can't. Y'all don't know that either? Y'all don't know that? All right. Well, let's keep it true. Let's keep it spiritual. In other words, he said, I've had enough, and I'm not going to take any more. I heard the Bible say that God is faithful. God is what? Faithful. Somebody say, you don't understand what I'm going to do. I don't have to understand because God is faithful. And now we have suffered, allow us to be suffering more than we're able to bear, but he will with the whatever you're going through. God will make a way to stop. Why isn't that escape? Because you're not doing things with the right reason. Because he'll make a way to escape that you might be able to. Well, how do we know? Because he's faithful. We don't have to question God. We can question people. But that's why it's important that you have a relationship with God. Some of our relationship only goes as far as what somebody else has said. What about your own personal relationship? Right? That's why the psalmist said, thy word have I. You know why he hated God's word in his heart? He said, because I want to do what's right before the Lord, that I might not. The reason you sin against God is because his word is not in your heart. And your service to God is just for the wrong reason. Get it down in your heart. Amen. Let's go to John chapter 12, verse 43. John 12, we went over this not too long ago, 12:43. We want to learn from God to do things the right way for the right reason. Anything that you do to be seen, or any time you do anything, remember this, God knows why we do what we do. We read in Revelation, he said, I know them, your works, and they're not perfect before God. Whatever you do tonight, brothers and sisters, do it first for God. We have to love the Lord. Love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all of our minds, all of our souls, and all of our. You know, what did God leave out? Nothing. So why do you do what you do? If I'm in a situation, I'm going somewhere and I'm dealing with sinners, and sinners are acting ugly, how am I supposed to act? Sinners are acting ugly because they don't have God. Yes. So because they act ugly, what am I supposed to do? Let your light shine before so that they may see your evil works. See your what? And then so you mean God expects you to act right even when you're dealing with sinners? Yes. Because he wants them to see your and then he wants them to glorify them. The only way you can go through all of that abuse that you went through and you didn't complain and you still had to love God, you got to have God in you. You know, there are sometimes people have seen people go through stuff, they say, you know what, I want to have the same kind of spirit that you have. right? Because I want my life to glorify God. If you don't have God first, it says, for they love the praise of what? All right, hold on. Hey, can you get that a little bit bigger up here? Y'all want me to turn off the lights? Is there a glare or something up there? Is there anybody else in there? All right, let's do it one more time, you know? I have to make it bigger. Y'all want me to make it bigger? All right. For they love the praise of wrong reasons. It has to be who first? People are brand new singers. You don't do this, boy, I'm going to take this away from you. So you know what? If God be for me, who can be? I'm going to do anything to please God and make, have God tell me, well done, thy good and. So if I don't know what God says to do, I cannot be. Well, only one that's going to enter into the joy of the Lord are those who have been faithful. Somebody said, my life is just running amok. How faithful have you been to? I read actually said the other day. And it says, I was going to put it in the card. It says that you missed church on Sunday, but you went to work on Monday. And the call in essence said, why did you use the same excuse on Monday for going to work that you use on Sunday for not going to church? Please be welcome. Church ain't gonna pay my bills. God will. See, that's when you know you got it wrong. Church ain't gonna pay my bills. No. You go to church, you don't come to church for church. You come to church to show God your gratitude. And then you show God your gratitude. He said, there's no good thing but I withhold from them that walk in upright. So I said, I gotta go to church. No, I gotta go to work, but I didn't go to church. Now, listen, there are extreme circumstances in all of our lives. But I'm talking about the repeated circumstances. The repeated services that you miss. But repeatedly go to work. I just couldn't hardly make it. How'd you get so much energy overnight? Be careful of the pilferer. Remember when the spiritual pilferer, he steals little by little? Amen. Do it for the right reasons. Amen. Now, let us go to, we're finishing in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There are so many other places we could go, but let's finish here. I did have a practical application, but I don't think I'll get to all of it tonight, all right? Now we're doing things for the right what? For the right reason. And you know, there's some people that are super spiritual. I heard say some people can preach people out of hell and heaven, but they got a bad spirit. All of your holiness means nothing if your spirit is wrong. Amen. Verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 13. This used to be our motto. We need to get back to our motto because it reminds us of what agape is all about. It's not us first, it's others first. Agape is Christian love to Christians in honor of God. Even if they treat you like the worst of the worst, you still have the responsibility to act like God. I don't care how people treat you. You can't control what people do, but my gosh, you should be able to control what you do. So, in science, you ever learn in science, they say every action receives a what? Reaction. Every action, everything you do has a reaction. Our reaction should be so consistent. Our reaction should always be to glorify God. Whether the evil act or good act, we should want to glorify God. First one read, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not, if I don't have the right motives, if I don't have the right love, he said, I have become as a know what, deliverance, you just make a whole bunch of noise. You don't want to tell what it is if you don't have the right motives, if you don't have love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can move, and if I don't have, I am. Wait a minute, I got all these spiritual qualifications, and God said I am. Wrong reason. I don't care what your faith can do if you don't have love. God is what?
Love.
We ought to be like God, so we ought to have
love.
Well, what difference of love? The Bible said, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy. I know y'all ladies went over this on Friday, right? I didn't eavesdrop, but I helped do the thing. You know what I'm saying? I have to do the thing, so I know what y'all think it's about. So I didn't ease y'all. Yes, I walked by, but I didn't miss it. No, I didn't. I don't want nothing else in it. But on Friday, y'all went over the fruits of the Spirit. I wonder how many, when they left out of there, they left the fruits. The fruits, they were still. Oh, guys, I always want the good fruits. I don't know about the rotten fruits. Oh, the rotten fruits are on the ground? Oh, so we better, all y'all ladies stand up, go back over and eat y'all's fruit. Stuff rotten. You don't want nothing rotten in your smells anymore. Go get it. But fruit of the Spirit is what you get from God. That's the fruit of, listen, all those nine, how many is it? Nine. Comes with one spirit. As if I can do this, but I can't do that. Impossible. Because it's in you, because the love of God is shed abroad in your. You know, you have to work hard not to show love because it's in you. You have to put forth effort to act ungodly, ugly, and mean because it's in you to act like God. Why? He deposits his spirit. So in order for you to go against God, it's just you have to work at that. And you know what I like about God, even when you, how do you know God's good? So when you be messing up, God be talking to you all along. So God is talking to this one ear, God is like, don't do that. Devil wants to go, yeah, you want to do that. I like this song, say something down
inside of me.
Something down inside of me. I can't listen to the devil. I can't act ungodly. I can't be a anybody ever go to the market shop? Do y'all examine y'all fruit before y'all buy that? Every once in a while I grab some stuff and I'd be mad. That's gonna be rotten. You know, I'm gonna throw it out. You can't eat rotten fruit. Amen. Some saints, not y'all, some saints will leave their stuff in the refrigerator for a long time. Some saints. You know why we leave it for a long time? What happened to it? Ferments. Then you eat it after ferments because you think you're eating some wine. Honestly, I know people just do that. Leave them there until it gets turned. You know, some people got real good with it, right? They put in a little vinegar and they keep shaking it up every day. We might not see you, but be assured, God sees you. So he says, verse 3, and though I restore. Wait a minute, I'm doing the most humanitarian thing of all. I'm doing all this good. I can bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to me. That's the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah, when I finished, I ain't got nothing left over. Matter of fact, I was like, I was in the fire. Get my body to be burned and have not. And what? You just wasted your time. Because you did all that to just be sin. It wasn't for the right. If you go to the right, you do it for the right. Well, what kind do I know if I'm doing it for the right reason? First of all, charity. All right, let's stop right there. We probably somebody say, well, why don't we just stop right there for the rest of the night? Charity does what? Oh, we get the best home first. You don't get the kind. But charity suffering. You don't know how long I've been going through this. You have charity? You're supposed to do it? I've had all I can stand, since you don't know this is what Popeye said, just I've had all I can stand. I can't stand no more. It says, oh. Well, how long is long? Till God delivers you. As I heard that we said, I heard a preacher say, sometimes you gotta do some stuff for yourself. You can't always wait on God. You're gonna mess up. You better wait on God. And God knows when to deliver you. Amen. That's why the Bible says, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Just take my yoke upon you, and that's our problem. We don't want to learn nothing from God. Learn of me, he said, for I am meek and lowly. How long? Till God delivers me. Yeah. I got to go talk to somebody. I'm just tired of this. God said, God. You're supposed to be able to do it how? All right, I know. We just messed up there. You think I'm going to keep going through this? God says you're supposed to do it. No. I'm going to do it, but you better be. What are you supposed to do in half? And it is. Come on, y'all. You're not seeing these words. I know I'm stepping in the wrong area. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You want to touch me? I don't want to do it. Pray for me. I can't do it like a baby. I got to do it. Y'all ladies, y'all can do some stuff. But I can't mess up. But what I'm saying is, y'all can do some stuff. You're supposed to be kind. I'm going to treat you like you treat. You're doing the right thing. But it's the wrong. So man, when I really start looking at God and what he expects of me and what I'm doing, shoo, I got a lot to come up with. Because I'm doing what I want to do, but I'm not doing what God wants. All right, let me finish. It's time, Jerry. Jerry ain't full of a whole lot of jealousy. Thank God, in church, it don't happen. The Bible says jealousy is raging. Psalm says, I find jealousy is worse than death. Nobody says nothing bad, man. That's an answer. Who can keep them? The church is usually full of jealousy. If God is blessing somebody else, say thank God for it. Right? Don't use your past to reference your present. Y'all want to break it down further? What the devil does is because he knows when to get to you, he allows a situation to happen to give you a flashback. And then when you get a flashback, it is what it is. But he just magnifies it in your mind, so you act ugly because of the flashback, and then he was that.
Amen.
That's what jealousy is talking about. That's what jealousy is. Jealousy is just, well, forgive me. We're church people. If you keep holding on to the past, every time you try to go forward, the devil gives you a flashback. Well, I remember his mercies are new And the scripture says, great is this.
Alright, I need to finish. Alright. It's kind.
If I did not itself, it's not. Does not behave itself. What is this?
Charity.
Somebody said, well, I can't do that. Then you don't have the Holy Ghost. Right? Because that's supposed to be in you. The flesh wants to dictate. The flesh likes to have its way. But the flesh is contrary to the spirit. The one lusteth against the other. So if you're in the flesh, you cannot do the things that please God.
All right, let me just do a couple more of these, and I'm going to finish in Romans 8. Man, I'm glad I can't see the good time, because when I see the good time, it looks like it's right, it looks like I'm on overtime. So I'm going to look out of my bad eye, because out of my bad eye, I can move time, I can move the clock back 10 degrees. All right, okay,
it says, but not being able to unseemly, seeking God, is God. This is what God's Spirit does for you. You can't fly off the hook because of what somebody else does. Because it's not supposed to be easily.
I know, those words are really big up there. I'm going to give y'all, next time I'm going to bring glasses so you can see them better. All right, but for now we got to keep going.
Seeking not our own and thinking
no evil
is in you because you have the Holy Ghost. But the old timer said, a problem with the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost.
But the Holy Ghost, come on.
So you cannot do what is right. Let's go to, we're going to finish in Romans 8. Amen.
Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the...
Someone has wronged you and something goes wrong. Good. They got what they deserve. Wrong.
That's not how God's Spirit works.
Someone has wronged you and blasphemed your name and put your name through the mud and slammed you around every corner and something goes wrong. See? That's what happened to me. No. You're supposed to pray one. You're not supposed to rejoice in iniquity. You're not supposed to rejoice when someone falls. Proverbs says it this way. It says, when someone is going through something, if you rejoice in it, God will stop that and then he'll call the fire on your head. We're not supposed to rejoice when someone falls.
Flesh. Amen. For they that have the flesh will mind the things of the flesh, but they that have the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be is death, but to be
life and
just get spiritual. Right? And you will have an expectation out of life and you will have some peace. Amen?
Amen.
Because the call of mind is enmity against God. For it is not neither indeed can be. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God, we have the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So that means God's Spirit is. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. And if Christ be in you, if he be, if you have the Holy Ghost, he is, then the body is because of. But the Spirit is
Christ.
Righteousness is not to what please God. Amen. If we're in the flesh, we cannot please God. If we're in the flesh, we will do the right things. But it won't be for the right reason, as we all stand. Tonight, I just want God to do a gut check on my soul. I want God to do a gut check on my heart. You know, I can justify my actions. But the Lord said, I have not found your works right or perfect before. Perfect means to do what is right before God. In God examining all of us as we all stand and all of us come forward, in God examining us, being inclusive, will God be able to say you are faithful? You know, and trust me, we all have areas that we need to come up in. None of us will be perfect until we get to heaven. Then we shall see him even as he is, and we then will be like him. Right now we're in his image, but we won't be in his likeness until we get to heaven. But the problem is, if you know you're wrong and stay stubborn and wrong, right? Somebody said, I know God's going to be, because I keep getting all this good stuff. Know ye not that the goodness of the Lord is intended to. God said, I'm giving you goodness because I want you to repent. Tonight, all of our eyes are open to go before God. It don't matter. You can fool me. I don't have a heaven or hell with you. But we're talking about before God tonight. Our lives are open to go. God is examining our motives. He's examining our actions. He's even examining our preconceived thoughts. Will God be able